Bird Note in partnership with Seattle Audubon. Behind every bird name, there is a story, and often a unique bit of history. Consider our familiar American robin, which lives throughout much of North America but is not found in Europe. When English settlers in the New World encountered this new bird, they saw in it a reflection of the bird they knew as the robin, or robin redbreast, of the old country, so they called this one a robin too. The robin of the British Isles is a tiny bird with an orange face and upper breast, and only a distant relative of our much larger American robin. And there were more robins to come. One writer remarked, "Wherever the English have settled, they have tended to bestow the name robin on any bird with a noticeable amount of red or russet in the plumage. On this continent alone, bluebirds, which have some orange on the breast, were called robin by the British, towhees were ground robins, and the Baltimore Oriole was called the golden robin." Today, the American and British Ornithological Unions work together to determine, among other things, how a given bird got its name. There are more than 2,000 species of birds of North and South America. To see the list compiled by the American Ornithological Union, you'll find a link on birdnote.org. I'm Frank Corrado.